Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's going to happen with I guess we should ask Bo. We can ask Joe too. I mean, we can ask them. They're smart guys, relatively speaking. Is Ronald Acuna going to be in the home run derby? The guy hit two homers last night.
He started last night.
Nobody can see. You can't do that in radio because nobody can see what you're doing. So I'll let you say what you think is going to happen.
Yeah, he's most certainly going to start. Going to be in the home run derby and start the All-Star game.
So you're not worried that they had the thing the other night and the – I mean, he's back.
I don't know why people are trying to turn it into a thing. Like, he simply, he felt something in his back when he was working out. He sat out a game, got a massage. He was good.
Well, he didn't sit out. They scratched him because he said he couldn't go. Like,
but any time a player, it could be, you know, Nick Allen says, hey, I got a little tightness in my back. They're going to sit him.
Maybe.
You
know?
I just think we have a twitch.
With Ronald Acuna, absolutely. Yeah. No. Absolutely. And then last night, Braves win big. They jump out early.
9-2, five home runs. Bryce Elder gets a win.
Yeah, so.
Haven't said that sentence in a while.
Joe, what are you looking forward to most with the All-Star game being in town here?
I mean, it is the home run derby. The home run derby is way more entertaining
compelling.
To me than the All-Star game itself. Like, I think we talked about this last week, so. It's pretty much that, you know. I probably won't get around the battery just because it feels like it's going to be pretty hectic and crazy around there. But it should be fun, I would think, if you're going to be around.
I don't think it'll be more than playoffs or World Series.
You don't think so? Okay, that's what I was picturing in my head. So.
I mean, like I said, I've been over there for World Series games. It's electric, right? Wasn't so long ago we had that, and Bo can speak to that. I mean, you know, it'll be a lot of muckety-mucks for sure. But nothing matches a World Series game in your home ballpark.
I don't know. There's going to be a pretty big international contingent here, too, and fans from all over, which
Do
is
you
why
think the
MLB, the All-Star Village,
yeah.
is, you know, they're pubbing it to be like five times as big as like the SEC little village thing they do in the SEC championships here.
And where is the village?
Cobb Galleria. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where it is?
Okay. It starts Saturday, runs through Tuesday.
A celebration of baseball is what it's going to be for a few days. A celebration of Beyonce, which starts tonight, and a celebration of the SEC will be live on Monday. Rusty will be in and out with us all week long. I'll be off for a little while after that, starting midweek next week.
Then we're at Flowery Branch, y'all. I mean, we are the flagship. We are the only ones that get on campus. We will be front and center with all the players. You name it, we're there.
Yeah.
It's going to be rocking.
And I think access to the Hawks, you heard yesterday, Porzingis and company. Hey, later on, Smokin' Joe wrote a piece. Was that your Twitter piece yesterday that was popping up on my feed?
Yeah, the Twitter piece. Yeah, there were a couple long posts, but I felt like, you know, it required a lot of context.
So I want to talk about a longer post that he did yesterday, which got a big reaction, right? We're not going to do it now, but you got a big reaction on that one? Or
oh,
what?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. He kind of lays out the Kirk Cousins medical situation, right?
Okay.
You know, and when your name is Smoking Joe Patrick, you have a lot more credibility than you and I. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Right? When SJP, as I like to call him.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
No.
Sorry.
Do you watch that show, by the way?
I had to break up with that show.
And now they have it or something. What's the new version of it?
And then there's that, we're over it.
And now
this
we
is
should
too
have
much
ended.
Ridiculousness.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that.
It's a lot.
The fact that.
I'm proud of myself for breaking up with shows like when I'm over it because there's such good stuff. I watched, by the way, David Spade comedy special on his Amazon Prime. It's a new one. You will laugh yourself
silly. Oh, really?
It is A+.
Spade.
David Spade.
Did you watch Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Did you watch The Better Sister? Better Sister.
So good.
Loved that show.
I told you you would love
that.
No,
you didn't tell me
Jessica
that.
Biel. Yes, you did.
You tried to take credit for everything. First of all, you didn't even listen to me.
I said, you Better Sister. You said, no, I'm not watching that. I'm watching And Then There's Your Neighbors or whatever it is.
I think you're going to like The Better Sister.
I literally said to you, stay past the first effort.
Wasn't it enough that I came on yesterday and gave you all the props?
Yes.
Now you want credit for like everything. Do you get credit for telling me there's a good restaurant in Peachtree called Houston's?
No, I will never take it. I'll never take credit for the restaurant. But
20-something years ago, she said there's a workout class called Fast Twitch at the Forum. And this is literally 20 years ago. And she's like, you should do it. You look a little, you know.
No,
like
I said there's so many cute
your
girls
feelings.
You're going
to You're eating your feelings. I was like, okay. And I've been to that class for 20 years. Yeah. You're the one that introduced
Twitch.
Me. You broke up with that class, too, it looks like, a long time ago.
Yeah, according to my weight and size, I did. But now I'm back skinny again, so y'all can back up. Back up. I'm getting Vegas
skinny
weight ready.
Sandra.
Do you know where I'm going to Vegas the first weekend of August to see, wait for it, the Backstreet Boys at the Sphere and Kelly Clarkson in a residency.
Wow.
Going with 8 women.
I didn't even know that. When are you going?
August 2nd and 3rd.
Who's the crew?
The crew. It's the A-team.
Is it?
Yeah.
Any of them single? Are they eight?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
All right.
A couple of them. Yeah.
Could be a good thing. Let's talk about...
getting Vegas weight ready. Not that y'all...
Well, you're already Vegas weight ready.
Stop hitting on me. Stop it. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so Michael Penix and Michael Vick sit down. That was a really cool thing.
The Atlanta Falcons, or if you're not following their video content on basically a daily basis, and I'll back up to tell you, they just walked away with 3 Emmys. That's how good a job they're doing now that everybody's doing in-house entertainment. So Vic interviewing Michael Penix. It's about 5 minutes or so long.
That's all?
It's really, really good. Yep.
All right, we're going to play the Jaden stuff later. I want to play this now because we're running late.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Michael Vick and Michael Penix Jr. speaking on being an NFL quarterback, and what's that feel like?
You having fun?
Yeah.
Every day.
Got
to. What's been the most interesting part of being a professional quarterback?
It's still just football.
Yeah.
Like, that's the biggest thing. It's like, once you get on the field, it's still football. Throw it to your team. Don't throw it to the other team.
Really simple.
Yeah. Well,
Mike,
there's one thing about Michael Penix Jr. He had so many snaps in college, and I don't know, Joe, if you can speak to that. That's one of the things. Is like they talk about pulse rate when you're playing golf and why some guys are better putters or whatever. He is not impressed with the pressures of being the NFL starter, right?
Well, there's the famous kind of clip of him on the sideline for Washington, I believe, where he's just freestyle rapping on the side, like during the middle of some big game, completely unfazed. It kind of reminds me of Michael Vick. Remember the chapstick moment where he puts the chapstick on in Green Bay?
No, they're very similar demeanor, right?
100%.
I mean,
I think so. I mean, I'm not familiar with
Vick. I covered Vick his entire career. He was unfazed by the celebrity. He was unfazed by the pressure. He was the biggest star in college. He was the biggest star in high school. He was used to it. Michael Penix Jr. has been in so many games where he has been the focal point. Whenever you played Michael Penix Jr., everything was about stopping him. He also talked in this interview with Mike Vick about the notion of lefties, right, and coaches, how you coach them.
Being a left-handed quarterback, I always felt like sometimes my coaches would hold back a little bit. Being a lefty, you know, do you find the game being a little bit difficult, or do your coach, your offensive coordinator, give you free reins to just, you know, to be you?
Man, I get what you're saying. Like, to hold him back, he be trying.
Yeah.
You know, like, Coach Carl, like,
let it go.
He like, oh, we got to roll you out to the left. And I'm like, man, roll me out to the right. You do this, do that. Like, it don't matter, man. I can do it.
Yeah, because that's what I went through. I used to always tell my coaches, roll me out to the right, because sometimes going across your body, throwing across your body is really what, you know, it improves your accuracy.
Yep.
So you be having that same conversation.
I feel like I throw better rolling to the right.
So the notion is, Joe, obviously, if you're rolling right, you're throwing across your body. It's a more awkward, you got to square up as you're rolling right, and it's just a much less natural. But what those guys are saying is, I think it also creates a lot more space because everyone assumes you're rolling left and throwing left.
Yeah, and you know, Zach Robinson will also design things. You know, they kind of have to flip a lot of things, but, you know, that's kind of the nature of the deal. Ultimately, I think that they would prefer Penix not to be running around quite like to the extent that Vic did.
You're totally right.
And that's the thing that's exciting about Penix is while he does have the ability to run, he ran like a 4.5 at the combine or whatever, he prefers to beat you with his arm, which is, I think, what you want to see because that's ultimately how you win as a quarterback.
I don't think he wants the extra hits, and not that he's afraid of them, and nobody wants him to take those hits. And he's also way more accurate passer than Michael Vick. Like, Michael Vick is what he is. Like, he didn't have touch. He had a cannon, but he wasn't an accurate passer. He's a 50%.
But how about how Mike Vick just he set up that question? Do you feel like sometimes they're trying to hold you back?
Well, they don't like guys rolling right and throwing across their body because that's also how you get picked over the middle, right? There's a note.
Well, I also listened to Kirk Cousins on this show talk about all the movement and the motions and what they were trying to do.
When he was saying over motion, right?
Yeah. I thought what was interesting, he talked about, you know, would they have 50, 40 45. Or 60 mm-hmm. some ways to put guys in motion. I thought the interesting part was there was a clip from him on the sideline of that Steelers game saying, hey, when the play is coming in late and then we're trying to get into all these motions, that's too much for us, basically. And I think that was a learning experience in that game in particular for Zach Robinson.
It caused a fumble.
Exactly, yeah, it caused a fumble. Mm-hmm. And that game plan overall was very odd and predictable, and I think that they used it to kind of figure some things out.
And that led straight to the two-minute offense discussion when they had to beat the Eagles, and he said, just let me do my thing. There's no motion. It's just straight, flat-out football, instinctual. So I don't know. I always feel like sometimes these offensive coordinators try to get too cute, and when I hear a Mike Vick and a Penix say, do you think sometimes they're holding you back? Because the instinct of football you can't teach.
Okay. I'm not going to. I think to a degree that is just, yeah, they want to be known as the smartest guy in the room. See Kyle Shanahan, right?
And listen, Matt Ryan, y'all saw for years he was best when he would just line up and go. 2 minute, let's go.
Yeah, the 2 minute was great. Listen, Michael Vick, my vision of him is rolling right and running right. Like you fake the inside handoff and he's rolling right. And I don't know, forget about throwing across his body. Now he's 30 yards downfield because everyone thinks he's going to run left. He's just, it's a totally different quarterback. All right, SJP got a big reaction. They're saying he's being a shill. They were really attacking our friend here. I don't like to see that. You know that bothers me. So we're going to hear Joe Patrick talk about the explanation there. Also, Cooper Flagg and Bronny James on the same court. Is that what's happening? What else you got for belly up when we come back?
There's an offensive lineman that worked with Jaden Daniels last year. You are not going to believe what he just says about Jaden Daniels. Right. It is impressive.
Let it sit. Just say what he's going to say, you know? And then you go, it's impressive. Like, let us hear it. And then there's like a...
Hey, how would you have done it?
I would just wait to hear what an offensive lineman said about Jaden Daniels. Wow. And then just go to break.
Okay, sorry.
All right. Not to mansplain you, but that's... I'm just saying.
Yes, Chef.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's 10:25 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 10 o'clock hour brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Don't be a wise guy and hire some, jabroni down the street for pressure washing. I mean, come on, what's the matter with you? You got to be better than that. Follow us on Instagram at Steak Shapiro, at Sports Sandra. I found a sandwich yesterday. I put a rating up. It's big breaking news. It's exciting. So, you know, get on there. Sandra's got a bunch of stuff. She's selling things. She's talking smack. She's showing lake photos. She's got deer in her yard or something, right? How many deer show up in your yard on a regular basis? But you feed them every night?
Yep.
Or something? Is that what's going on?
Literally, I whistle and they come running. And
literally?
Now mama's brought their two little fawns. Yes. Wow. It's really something.
You whistle and they come running.
Mm-hmm.
Man, sounds like your years in Buckhead back in the day also when you were...
And they come,
they came running.
That's hilarious.
Do you know Sandra was out front, the hostess for one of the hottest clubs in all of Atlanta back in the day?
I did not know this.
Yeah.
What club?
Weren't you at Havana? What was it?
It was Sambuca. It was this beautiful jazz restaurant, and I didn't start my Fox job until June. And
listen,
I was
talking to Joe. Sorry.
And then, so it was Super Bowl, and they contracted me to be there through Super Bowl, where they had all the events. It was 2000, and it was so fun.
Yeah,
literally was like, I'm leaving it all to be a restaurateur because I loved it so much.
That was a
do you remember that beautiful? They had live music. Jazz, it was just part of your dinner, and the chef and everybody had events there. It was the year 2000.
Year 2000. Mm-hmm. So you were, before you started your sideline reporting, it was a side hustle, right? That's where I met you.
Yeah, well, I was between contracts with Fox Sports South. They're like, the news doesn't start till June. So I was like, I'm going to go do this. It looks like fun. My girlfriend was running things over there, and I loved it.
You don't have to... Like this.
I know, but it's like you made me feel like I came from Cracker Barrel. I got a promotion, and now I'm running the front at Sambuca.
No, I said you were
club.
Running. Oops, I said you were running one of the hottest clubs in Atlanta. I don't know what I need to say.
See, I'm disappointed because I'm 38, and I feel like I just missed out on prime Buckhead. Like I went by the time I was of legal age, you know, to imbibe. Basically a lot of that stuff you only heard stories about.
Ray Lewis shut it down. Like that Sunday night changed everything because then you had changed the laws of when liquor could stay open. So that changes late night, it changes the clubs, the bars, and eventually the worst real estate deal ever. Some guy comes in and buys the entire Buckhead six block deal. Pick what then Ben somebody, whatever the real estate developer was. And that, there was a hole in the ground in Buckhead that was there for years because he bought it, then he didn't have the money to develop it. So they just sat there for years and years and years and years that they could not develop. And we threw 790 to the zone. I don't know how we pulled this off. I have no friggin' idea. There was one bar left. It was Steamhouse Lounge. Everything else had to close. And I went to Buckhead Commission. I said, we want to throw the final party in Buckhead. It was called the Bye Bye Buckhead Party. And I and other zone guys got to MC it. We sold sponsorships. We flew in the Gin Blossoms, so I introduced the Gin Blossoms that night.
I love the Gin Blossoms.
Yeah, great. They're top six hits, right? Maybe we'll play that on the way back out of here on next break. But I got to introduce the Gin Blossoms. We probably had 10,000 people. It was a free concert. It was the Bye Bye Buckhead concert. And then literally out as soon as that thing was over, and Buckhead sent dormant for years. So, yes, you absolutely missed out on
your liver that. Thanks you.
Yeah.
Your liver thanks you, Joe. There you go.
So a couple of quick things. Let's play the cut from this is where we want aspire Michael Penix to be. This is where we aspire any quarterback to be. The conversation.
Cornelius Lucas was on with Up and Adams with Kay Adams. He's now with Cleveland. He was with Washington the last 4 years. He has played with Jared Goff, Drew Brees, Matthew Stafford, among others. Jaden Daniels, obviously, last year.
I've never seen a rookie player come in and never have a bad day. You know, like, it was kind of like, oh, well, he had a good day today. Maybe tomorrow he'll show us that he's a rookie. And he just kept piling on good days after good days after good days. And to the point where I wasn't surprised when we got to the season and he had the type of performances that he was having because he showed us every day who he was.
How about that?
Yeah, I mean, it just tells you that if you're a Washington Commander fan, your next decade is going to be spectacular, right?
Exactly. One of the reasons why the Falcons wanted to kind of go out and do the same thing, although there was obviously a complicating factor in there, and that they had paid $100 million to another quarterback as well.
Let me transition to Kirk Cousins back with this, because we will tell you that we talk to people at Flowery Branch, and when your teammates are speaking about you the way he just did about Jaden, that was happening about Michael Penix, y'all, behind the scenes. You couldn't say it out loud, but it was being told, and it was told to me personally. Michael Penix is the guy. So,
yeah, long term for sure, maybe short term, but you wrote a long tweet yesterday. Mm-hmm. What was the essence of it, and what was the reaction?
So, the reason I wanted to write is because there's a lot of, amongst Falcons fans, I understandably a lot of confusion about basically what happened last year. This is started by the quarterback documentary coming out and all this stuff being rehashed with Kirk Cousins. And I think one of the big points that I frankly didn't know either, I was with a lot of these fans in thinking that the teams were able to basically, they can just medically evaluate players at will. Like if they want to evaluate somebody medically, they can't. They have the right to do that. They don't, actually. It's the player is the one who has to, say they have an injury and then request treatment for that injury. And if they want to hide it, they could. And that is what happened with Kirk Cousins last year. And then, yeah, there was some fallout from that with regards to people thinking that I'm fronting for the team. But that's right. Just the way it is.
Well, one of the narratives, there are a bunch of them, but one of the narratives is the Atlanta Falcons absolutely failed you, their medical staff and Raheem, because how could you not see he was injured? And then why didn't you bring him in and really evaluate it and then bench him so that you didn't blow the season? Your point is it's not as simple as that, but it is as simple as watching him play.
No doubt.
And you could have made a decision.
No doubt, no doubt. And obviously the downturn of play in and of itself was basically a reason to at least think about benching him at some point. And what's interesting is I think that, there was this dynamic that was created between Kirk. He say he felt misled at the draft when the team went out and drafted Penix that high. And I think it was that dynamic that also led the coaching staff and front office, this is just my opinion, to want to give Kirk every opportunity to keep that job, to do right by him, because they felt like they owed it to him after, pulling a fast one at the draft or whatever, but obviously didn't let him know that they were what their plans were.
The other point, and those of you who have seen Q2, the very first thing you see from Kirk Cousins is his getting off a plane in whatever country he was at to get stem cell replacement. He goes into detail that he can't do it in the United States because they don't allow you to put stem cells into somebody else's body.
Yeah, you bring the stem cells from America to that island.
So he hurt himself in Minnesota. His doctor was in Minnesota. He has the wherewithal. So the first thing I thought of was, because go back to the bye week, you guys, where he left the team. He was good. And they were like, well, why isn't he here getting treatment? He has the wherewithal and his own private staff to take care of his body. So that's the first thing I thought of is he's using his own people and stem cells or not to get healthy.
And we saw that in the first quarterback documentary. There was a long thing about because he got hit in the ribs and he had people working on him at his house. And, of course, in that circumstance, that was something the Vikings knew about as well. And, he goes into explaining, obviously, in the documentary that he didn't want to get Wally pipped, in this situation. And potentially the reason he felt that way is because he felt like he already got burned previously.
I don't think they didn't start him because they didn't want to upset him. They didn't bench him. I think they were trying to not have egg on their face of like, we're benching a $160 million guy and for a rookie. I mean, they were praying he would find his way back. They were praying for it. Maybe it'll be the Denver game. Maybe it'll be the Minnesota game.
And to his defense,
exactly,
they were in every game except for Denver.
Yeah.
Even in the terrible four interception Charger games,
yeah,
they were in those games.
And the Minnesota game, I thought the Chargers game was terrible by Kirk, threw four bad interceptions. The Minnesota game, he threw for 344 yards in that game.
And it was 20-20 in the fourth quarter, and the Falcons secondary was a friggin' disaster in that game. Like Justin Jefferson saying, like, am I really this open? Are they really lying on the ground on a fifth? I mean, that was, all right, now we missed belly up, so we'll have to come back and do that, all right? We're going to have to do three strikes. We got to do game of the night. We got to do all the things that people account on us for, right?
Get that show sheet in order, and we will do it. Right, you just get a pen to paper, and let's do this.
What's
thing.
the belly up coming up, Sports Radio 929.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Little Gin Blossoms. We'll put Buckhead, which was our Bye Bye Buckhead concert, we'll put Buckhead in our three strikes. Don't use worry about nothing. It'll be in there. So that's coming up.
Our big game of the night, brought to you by John Foy, is none other than Cooper Flagg versus Bronny James tonight. It's the Lakers and the Mavs in Summer League. It's on ESPN at 8 o'clock. And why am I bringing that up? It's the hot game. Because that's the hottest ticket in Vegas, this Summer League. Courtside seats are $10,000 stake. Can you imagine?
What?
Crazy.
You got to be a serious player. I don't know. I'd be nervous about playing Cooper Flagg. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, because he's going to have to practice and play games anyway. I don't know, man. Cooper Flagg playing in a summer league game.
Right? It's right? A little crazy.
That makes it sexy. So that's the game of the night.
And our 10 o'clock hour, always brought to you by, I talk about him all the time, it's wiseguysprowash.com.
You want to do a little belly up? Let me give you our three strikes questions.
Yes.
You're going to write them, put them online, that kind of thing that you
yes,
do?
Yes, Chef. I got
that
you.
That thing you do.
I got you, playa.
The college stadium on your bucket list. The college stadium on your bucket list. I'm looking. I have not been to Oxford yet. And Tulane is playing Ole Miss in Oxford. Not exactly a national powerhouse game, right? At least on the Tulane side, but I'm thinking about it. The Buckhead bar that should never have closed. The Buckhead bar that should never have closed, and Buddy with the best nickname. Buddy with the best nickname. A couple of reasons I'm thinking of that. He says nobody's ever called him SJP, Smoking Joe Patrick. So just for what it's worth, it's a pretty good name, I think. But listen, I'll let it just evolve.
Speaking of nicknames, G-Money, Garrett, our former co-host here, got engaged over the weekend. Congratulations to G Money.
Yeah, producer. He's a producer.
Producer, yeah. Good guy.
No, he's a co-host. Everybody's a co-host,
sorry.
I guess.
Wow.
No, congratulations to Garrett. I mean, if anybody needs to be married, it's him. The whitest man on earth, private school, buttoned up, old school. He can't be. That's a guy that can't be on the streets. That's too much. He needs the security.
She locked that down.
Yeah.
You go, girl.
And it's funny, Buddy with the best nickname. So, like, on Facebook, you can have a nickname, right? So, I've never gotten more happy birthday Stevens, right?
Oh, that's
on
people
Facebook,
don't
hey,
Steven,
know you.
Right.
Right? Hey, Steven. Should I just go back to my, like, from now on, just say, hey, Steven Shapiro.
Don't do that.
What?
No, ma'am.
Hey, it's Steven Shapiro on the... I don't know what we call the show, right? Could be the Steakhouse. But anyway, so on Facebook, no nicknames. That's why you see that Mike Bell is not Mike Bell on Facebook. He's somebody else. Keep that in mind. The college stadium on your bucket list, the Buckhead bar that should never have closed, and the buddy with the best nickname. Let's do some, speaking of bees, let's do a belly up.
Have a little bit of breaking news regarding your boyfriend Tom Brady steak.
Oh, I saw it. I saw it.
With a W. I mean, you go, Mrs. Robinson. Tom Brady, according to the New York Post, is having a summer fling / romance with Sofia Vergara.
So this is funny. My brother was just traveling through Europe. Was in a very small little town. Okay, we got. And
I said, pull up stripper music. You're welcome. That's a good one.
All right. So he's running in a little like Italian village town type thing. And there's an American couple right next to them. And he's a big dude. He's really good looking. He played football. It couldn't have been nicer. His name's Joe. And I was like, who are you talking about? And he's like, I don't know, football player, actor, yada, yada. It was Joe Montalengo. What's her first husband's
yeah,
name?
Yeah, that's him. Mm-hmm.
Right? With another woman. Shockingly, he's not alone, right? And I was like, that guy was married to Sofia Vergara. My brother's like, for real? I was like, yeah, that's the dude. Joe, what's his last name? Mantegna or something?
Yeah, something like I can't pronounce it either.
All right.
Yeah.
So
He's 47 and she is 53.
I was going to say, it's an age-appropriate relationship. She looks amazing. Yeah. Supposedly, he came up to her. I think he was invited.
They were on the Ritz-Carlton yacht event. They threw this massive party.
And he walked up to her and said, can I sit next to you or something that they're saying?
Yep. He asked to switch
seats.
So
a couple of things with her. She loves to party. Like, she loves tequila and live a big life. And she is a free spirit, which he's really not. Maybe he's going to be more so that. But
I think he should maybe try women that are from this country. Because the last one didn't work out well. That wild spirit that is that Brazilian.
Who never appreciated what she had at all. No, she did not. Like, oh, you know, you're too into football. Okay. You know.
Okay.
I mean, listen.
Giselle's going to be just
I think
fine.
She knows that she blew it, and everybody knows that. But no,
yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why he's...
That hot...
Sydney Sweeney, Sofia Vergara. Who's the GOAT now?
I think they're both going to be just fine. Now, are you going to be okay that he's dating another woman? Is that okay with you? I know you love him.
Fine. I liked him with Sydney Sweeney, but this is fine. That is pretty funny. They got the photos of them on this boat together, hanging out.
Right?
Right.
Little love, too, for our friend Moose at Georgia Tech. If you're wondering, well, who's that? Moose was at Georgia Tech Sports Information Department for probably 25 years, if not more than that. One of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Also for the Braves. He a lot of time kept the official stat for our Atlanta Braves for many, many years, has retired. And he's as good as they get. Much love to you. And also our thoughts and condolences to Mark Richt, who I believe his father passed away. Is that correct?
Yeah, he just put that on Twitter this morning.
Yes.
Great friend of the show and a great dude. So, all right, that's a quick little taste of Belly Up. We know what our three strikes questions are. The College Stadium on your bucket list, the bucket bar that you never have closed, and your buddy with the best nickname. Do you have a girlfriend? I mean, nicknames are not as big with girls, right? Do you have a good nickname game with your crew at all or not?
Not at all. It's another guy thing. Y'all do movie quotes and nicknames.
What about you, SJP? You have a buddy with the best nickname, or you have one that, you know, sometimes you get stuck with a nickname you ain't exactly happy about, but if your boys won't let it go, then that's just, you know, what you are.
I don't know if I have one, honestly. We call a lot of our friends go just by their last names. That's kind of
the thing. Yeah, that's good.
That doesn't count.
I know y'all it's a northeastern thing too. Porpsy, kitty kitty, all those poodle, that you have.
Porpsy, mm-hmm. Porpy is one of my guys. Mm-hmm. Dino, his name's Dean. That's not a great nickname at all. I have a friend's last name is Katz, and we called him Dogsy, right? My brother, you know, do you know what my brother's name is, Joe? Anybody know other than Sandy?
I have no idea.
Bram.
B-R-A-M, Bram. Bram, like from Bram Stoker, who is the author of Dracula. So me and all my buddies just call him Crackers. Hey, Crackers, which is a good nickname because it's like you're a little bit off. But it's also Bram Crackers, like could go with Graham Crackers. So, and or you tell them Crack. It's like, hey, is Crack coming tonight? So it evolved
that's
into
cute.
That.
That's good.
Yeah, Crackers. Mm-hmm. So that's mm-hmm. one of them to go along with the rest of the crew. 404-726-0929. Tomorrow, John Gordon will join us in studio. Best-selling author. Great team. Great with a lot of NFL and college teams. Should be a fascinating 2 hours, so make sure you listen to that. All right, we'll take some calls for the Able in Atlanta. Able, the College Stadium on your bucket list.
Well, now that Texas is in the SEC, I need to get down to Austin and see what that environment's like.
For so many reasons. The Buckhead Bar that should never have closed.
Mike and Angelo's.
Oh, great spot. Yeah, I love Mike and Angelo's. What about the buddy with the best nickname?
May he rest in peace, my old buddy Frenchie, who used to bartend at the Palm and at Verde, who literally didn't know a single word of French, knew nothing about France, probably couldn't have found it on a map, It was the greatest nickname, and no one called him anything but that.
Why did he get it? How did he get it?
So he was in France with some buddies of mine and had met some friends that were having some jazz cigarettes, and he was going to hang out with his new French friends.
Oh, so you start calling
him French. He wanted to partake in.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, whatever, Frenchie, and that stuck.
Wow.
That's cute.
That's good. Tim in DeKalb. I hate Timmy. Give me the college stadium on your bucket list.
Yeah, I would like to go see the Ole Miss. I love that stadium.
Oxford. The Buckhead Bar that should never have closed.
Limelight.
Limelight. Nice, yeah.
That was a club scene for sure. Buddy with the best nickname.
Naked Baby.
Would you say that again, bro?
His name is Naked Baby.
Naked
Baby.
Naked Baby.
Naked Baby.
That's a long nickname. Why did he get that name?
Yeah, I want you to walk around the neighborhood with no clothes, just only shorts.
Okay, thank you. Chris in Atlanta. Hey, Chris, college stadium on your bucket list?
Notre Dame Stadium, without a question.
Buckhead Bar that should never have closed.
Lulu's Bait Shack.
Well said.
Buddy with the best nickname.
It's actually me. I'm 50 years old, and my nickname is Princess.
What? How did that happen?
Well, like Sandy, I'm a Seminole, and at my fraternity house was a very large mirror over the fireplace, and allegedly, every time I walked by it, I would check myself out in the mirror, and one day my friend says, all right, move along, Princess. That's enough.
That's adorable. What fraternity were you in?
I was a Fiji at Florida State.
Nice.
That's classic. When
that
it's
is funny.
50, you're 50 and they still call you Princess. I love it. Thanks, buddy.
To this day.
Thank you.
Great.
Is it Paul in a truck? Hey, Paul, what's the college stadium on your bucket list?
I'm SEC guy, so I'm not venturing out much, so I'd have to say the Big House.
Michigan.
The Buckhead Bar that should never have closed.
The Great Buckhead Saloon.
Love Buckhead Saloon they moved across the street in Buckhead, been a number of locations.
The original location.
Yeah, the original.
Buddy with the best nickname.
I got three. I got a boo-boo, I got a bobo, and I got a bubba.
Good stuff. Hey, Brian in Atlanta, the college stadium on your bucket list.
Never been to Tuscaloosa.
The Buckhead Bar that should never have closed.
By far, Mike and Angelo's. Great place.
And the buddy with the best nickname.
Porn star.
What did he say it was?
Porn star.
His real name was what will get you.
All right.
Well, I kind of want to know. What was his real name?
His real name was Dick Shafter.
All right.
And that is no joke. That is his real name.
Thank you, sir. All right.
Give that man a nice gift card to Houston's or something. Steak.
Well, we can't. We're not allowed to do promotional giveaways. Only that. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Bo. Back tomorrow. Thanks for making the Steakhouse part of your day.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.